Just before our gospel today, taken from Matthew 16, verses 21 to 27, Peter, speaking on behalf of the other disciples, has just declared that Jesus is not just a prophet, he is the true anointed king of Israel. He has the support of the crowds. He has, after all, been feeding them, teaching them, and healing their sick. So the natural next move should be to march on Jerusalem, picking up more supporters along the way, and then, with the element of surprise, launch an attack on the temple so that Jesus could be installed as the true king. Instead, today we discover that the way to the kingdom of Jesus will be the exact opposite of this supposed wisdom. It's going to involve suffering and death. We also see an important truth about Jesus. His death occurred as part of God's plan of salvation. It was not a meaningless accident of history, and Jesus is a willing and knowing partner in this divine plan. Just as St. Peter found it difficult to understand why Jesus had to suffer and die, so also many in and around the church today still find this part of the gospel message very difficult to swallow. The Christian life is the polar opposite of the egocentric culture that we live in. But when Jesus calls us to deny ourselves, this does not mean that we should just give up more things, because that will only make us empty. The point of denying ourselves is to make room for Jesus, to allow him to be our true center. We are called to make a confession of faith in Jesus as the Messiah, and as God's once and for all act of salvation and revelation. But this confession can only happen within the context of a community of disciples. Unfortunately, you really can't explain in advance what the meaning and cost of discipleship will be. The only way to learn how to be a disciple is through beginning to journey along the way. In every generation, there are always some who are prepared to take Jesus seriously. What would it be like if you and I were one of them? Grace and peace. This is Father Richard Healy from St. Paul's in Camden.